We all know social media is changing how we watch TV. Meet the Instagram feed the NBA should have built. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. If you watched Game 2 of the NBA Finals on Sunday, you definitely saw Steph Curry doing this.
Curry way outside, another three. Steph Curry has set a finals record.
His buzzer-beating three-pointer has been relived about 2 million times, as I'm recording this, on Instagram. Not on the Golden State Warriors official account, or ESPN's, or TNT's, but on a feed called House of Highlights, which has some 9.3 million followers and has been doing something that social media managers at the major sports nets probably should have been doing all along, posting highlights from sports, both professional and amateur, all day, every day. Omar Raja started House of Highlights when he was just 20 as a way to keep up with his favorite player.
So it started in 2014 in July when LeBron left the Heat to go back to Cleveland. And I was kind of a bummed out sports fan. And I was looking for memorable moments between that big three Heat team, because it was such a family, that team. They had the most amazing, I would call them gif-able moments that people used to share. And what sucked is like when that team left, I was kind of looking for some of those moments. And I felt like no one had them. I searched on YouTube. I searched on Twitter. I searched on Vine at the time. And I said to myself, there's nobody posting this, and this is content that's being shared across the internet. I need to find a way to kind of get involved. So after a couple weeks, I went on Instagram. I made an account called The Highlight Factory, and then my friends gave me a hard time on the name, so I changed it to House of Highlights, and it kind of started from there.
So this was 2014. Mm-hmm. We should clarify for those who were not marking their calendars when LeBron left the Heat. Mm-hmm. About a year later, you got an email from Bleacher Report and got acquired, if you will.
Yeah.
I mean, were you monetizing the account before that?
Not really. I think, listen.
Or was it mostly a hobby?
Mm-hmm. It was mostly a hobby. I was kind of a college kid. I had a passion for it. And, you know, we've honestly just started monetizing. We have like an invite-only thing with brands that started in like November of last year.
I mean, is the NBA kind of the bread and butter, would you say, of the account overall?
Absolutely. I think, you know, NBA has personalities. I think the two biggest sports on Instagram are basketball and actually soccer. It's not even the NFL. Just because when we talk about Instagram, it's very personality driven and personalities are big. So you think about the two sports that have the biggest personalities. It's one in the NBA where you have LeBron James has 35 million Instagram followers. And then you have guys like Cristiano Ronaldo who have 120 million Instagram followers.
To that point about basketball players and soccer players, they don't wear helmets or hats. So you can see their faces, which makes them more social media friendly.
Absolutely. They call it helmet syndrome.
Really? So helmet syndrome is like a barrier for social media in particular?
I'm not sure. I think just NFL players in general, that's what they struggle with, where guys are wearing helmets. So you can't see them as much. You only really see the quarterbacks. You know, a lot of my friends are from Orlando, and the Pro Bowl was in Orlando this year. And a lot of my friends were walking past some of the biggest NFL stars, and they had no idea they were walking past some of the biggest NFL stars because they couldn't recognize them.
How do you handle getting permission to run those clips? And like, have you always?
Oh, so Bleacher Report is an NBA partner. So we get full NBA rights. The only trade-off is like with ESPN games, we have to wait until after the game. And TNT games, ESPN has to wait until after the TNT game is over before they can post.
And then when you first started?
Oh, it was interesting.
Loosey-goosey?
Yeah. What was interesting was like the Adam Silver, and he still says it to this day, was kind of like he views highlights as marketing. So my perspective on it was like, hey, I'm not really monetizing here. I'm just trying to promote the NBA. So I kind of stayed with clips that were promoting the NBA and fun and was, you know, was different. And, you know, they always seemed cool with it. I never got any trouble from the NBA.
So NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is more positive. Obviously, like the NFL is not.
Mm-hmm.
So is that part of the reason that House of Highlights, you know, did you ever get any cease and desist from the NFL?
I don't think, no, we've gotten zero cease and desist from anybody. No one's really given us any issues. Yeah.
And then how do you think people, like, do people watch the game, do you think, with House of Highlights up next mm-hmm. to them? I certainly do.
Absolutely. I would say, so we've noticed a spike after every commercial break. So during the Western Conference Finals, I would have the clip ready, and the second the commercial started, I would post the clip, and that's when you get the biggest bump, because everyone's grabbing their phone, checking Instagram.
I feel like a lot of what is happening between the internet and television in particular is a shift in the power dynamic
mm-hmm.
where it's like the consumer finally is in control. And, you know, when I look at House of Highlights, I think this is so easy. This would have been so easy for the NFL to do or the NBA to do. Why did it take you?
I don't really have a perfect answer for you. And I think also, like, now you kind of see everyone kind of mimic the House of Highlights model, and they struggle with it because it comes off as unauthentic and just trying too hard because it's a younger voice. So you often see media companies kind of struggle copying the House of Highlights model.
And when did you notice, and then I'll let you go, did you notice that a bunch of players were starting to follow you?
After I partnered up with Bleacher Report in 2016, I think that's when guys like LeBron James, Neymar, Cristiano Ronaldo, Dwayne Wade, Russell Westbrook, they all kind of followed during that. It was amazing because it kind of came at the same wave. And I've talked to some NBA players about it, and I think what ended up happening was eventually the account got so big that when they would go to the locker rooms after the game, they'd all brag about being on House of Highlights. And that was kind of the moment where I think a lot of these guys ended up joining.
That had to be a great moment for you.
Oh,
that just has to be a great feeling as a sports fan to be like, yeah.
I mean, I can't believe
about
it.
Being on my account.
Yeah, I mean, you think about, I made the account because LeBron left the Heat, and now he's liked, commented, and reposted the account like several times. And I think that's kind of the moment where you pinch yourself and you're like, how did I get here? Like, how did this all happen? So it's been an amazing ride.
That's Omar Raja, founder of House of Highlights on Instagram. Now the Warriors meet the Cleveland Cavaliers for Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight. Golden State is up 2-0, and as an Oakland resident, I am not saying a word because I am not a jinx. I am Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. I have a funny story about this, which is that I flew my younger brother to Cleveland for his 40th birthday to go to a Cavaliers game. And they, at that game, during halftime, they had baby racing.
Yep.
And I posted a video of the baby races on my Instagram, and a friend of mine who followed House of Highlights sent me your video of the baby racing, and I was like, this is my new favorite Instagram account.
It's going to be close, folks. Who's going to win it? Who is going to win it? It is out! We have a winner! Everybody make some noise for our winner, G.I. Charlie! So G.I. Charlie, congratulations. You are our Wayside Baby Race 500 champion. You just won a $1,000 gift card courtesy of Wayside. These are the champions, everybody. Make some noise for them.
Susan in Alta, California, wrote to tell us she believes Marketplace is an important source of business news and that she trusts our hosts and reporters to be clear and objective. She's also a Marketplace investor. To join her in keeping public service journalism strong, donate online at marketplace.org. Thanks to Susan and everyone who makes our work possible.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.